They bought a building in 1943 and started a restaurant. 1944, November of 1944, it was destroyed by fire. The whole Main Street, or the better part of Main Street, was destroyed by fire. So after that, they rebuilt a restaurant. And back in those days, in the 40s, I mean, Canada, or Newfoundland wasn't part of Canada, as you know. And products had to be brought in to supply the restaurant, and chocolate bars and chewing gums and tobacco and that type of thing. So it had to be brought in from outside Newfoundland, and it had to be brought in bulk, you know. So my father used to bring in chocolate bars from England, and Wrigley's chewing gum from mainland, and Camel cigarettes, Salem cigarettes from the U.S. So they used to import from three or four different countries, right? And they used to have to bring it in bulk. And because they had to bring it in bulk, it was almost too much for one restaurant. So they got the idea of setting up a wholesale business and selling to small family-owned convenience stores in the communities of Windsor, Grand Falls, and Bishop Falls. So this is how Brown Derby Wholesale developed.